You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And thank you, as always, for joining us today. We do appreciate it and obviously love to talk to you at 412-928-9370. Thank you once again to PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochrane. Shop 24-7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. We'll have 2 hours of postgame tomorrow following the Steeler game on KDKA. Included in that is a one-hour special Steelers edition of Ireland Contracting nightly sports call. Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. Big game of the weekend to me would be San Francisco at Philadelphia. Frisco really needs this. If they're trying to get the number one seed, do you have to go there and beat Philadelphia? Eight and three are the Niners. They've gotten healthy. They're a much different team when they are. 10-1 are the Eagles. Star-studded people every which way. Christian McCaffrey is averaging almost 5 yards a carry. He's embarking on 1,000 yards. He also has 500 yards in the receiving department, which is incredible when you think about it. And his touchdowns at 16 so far in the first, how many games are we in? 11 games of the season. Pretty good stuff there. A big acquisition for them. But Ayuk, Samuel, Kittle, they're all healthy and ready to go. And Brock Purdy has been terrific as well. 19 touchdowns, just 6 interceptions, 112 passer rating overall this time. A lot of people want to always label him as a systems quarterback. But listen, you got to understand the system, sure. Does the system make you better? Sure. But you have to execute the system, and it's not always that easy. And I think he showed that when he was here in Pittsburgh in week one of the season. Other games to watch. With regard to the Steelers, you know, you have this game with Cincinnati. Now, I think they're pretty much dead because when you're 5-6, Burrow's out for the year. All 6 losses in conference. That's hard to dig out from that, and I don't think they will, regardless of what they do tomorrow. Another interesting one is Indianapolis at Tennessee. Now, the Colts are just like the Steelers, battling for a wild card at this point. They're 6-5. Steelers have them up, but you know that big game coming up in a couple of weeks at Indy could be a tiebreaker between the two. Be interesting to watch. The Browns, with Joe Flacco, head to the Rams. And they're just like the Steelers at 7-4, but they got Flacco going. Who knows what's going to happen in that game? That'll be difficult. Another game to watch is Denver at Houston. And again, both these teams in the mix. Houston coming off a loss last week. They're 6-5. Denver's put it together, an 0-3 start. They are now 6-5, and they have a path, you would think, to get to the playoffs. One team that really desperately needs to win is the Chargers. They're 4-7, and they're just, I don't know what their problem is. They just can't seem to get over the hump. They score points, but they just can't do it. But, as I said at the beginning of this program, Jacksonville was 4-7 last year after 11 games, just like they are, and they ended up getting into the playoffs. Now, they didn't have Kansas City in their division, certainly. That makes a big difference, so you can't get it that way. But Jacksonville put it together, and these next 5 games will determine what happens with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The schedule is in their favor. You know, the Ravens have tough games at Jacksonville, at San Francisco. Then they have home games starting next week to the Rams, which should be fine. Then they have Miami coming to Baltimore and the Steelers. So 4 of their next 5 are against teams that are playoff worthy, which will be interesting to see. We started this all talking about college football playoffs. And so I want to go back to that because I think that's going to be the number one issue today. Some very interesting games. But the biggest one of all, I would imagine, would be Georgia-Alabama. Because if Alabama, that's where it's going to start. If Alabama should upset them, then you have to ask the question, which of these teams? Washington is in. They punched the ticket last night with a 34-31 win against Oregon. A very good team. And the fact that they beat them twice this year in a 13-0 season tells you all you need to know about them. No debate. If Alabama wins, there is a little bit of debate. What happens to Georgia? Does Alabama move up to the point where they could be a four team, even though Texas beat them? Texas, if they win, would have a claim. Then you say to yourself, all right, can Texas beat Oklahoma State? They should. How about if they don't? Florida State. See, I think Florida State has to be given the benefit of the doubt. I think the committee thinks this way as well. If they go undefeated, if they win the ACC championship by beating Louisville, I don't care who their quarterback is. You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Third-string quarterback, sure. But listen, they deserved it based on being a Power 5 conference. And they go undefeated, just like Washington did. Can we debate the strength of schedule of all these teams? Sure we can. But honestly, I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Nick in Florida joins us on the Fan Hotline at 412-928-9370. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good.
On the golf course right now trying to solve a debate here.
Take me with you, brother. I need some golf.
Come on down, man. TPC Prestancia down here.
Oh, nice golf course, too.
Yeah. We're playing, playing some bad golf. So, it's a nice golf course.
Well, I'm flattered that you would think to call me here in the middle of your golf round. That's a nice time.
Well, I'm in the, right now, we're selling debate. I'm like, who else to call than Bob Pompiani, So, would you allow Antonio Brown to retire as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Boy, that's a good question, Nick. I think time heals a lot of things. If you remember how James Harrison departed and went to New England, and there was a lot of controversy about that. In fact, he was a FaceTime against a Mike Tomlin press conference where he and Antonio were together, and it seemed weird. Yep. I think time heals that. I think in time, as long as Antonio Brown fixes his life a little bit, my goodness, he's doing things that display CTE symptoms, even though we don't know that. But yeah, I would say yes in time, though. I don't think it's going to be something to happen. I think he's Hall of Fame worthy as well. A lot of people will debate me on that. But I just look at when he was playing, what he did while he was playing. I don't think there was a receiver like that in the NFL for a stretch of 5 or 6 years.
No doubt, Bob. Well, I appreciate it. That's why I said time heals all, and I needed to hear from Bob himself. So I appreciate
Nick, I'm flattered that you would take time out of your golf round, but thank you very much, man. That makes me happy.
All right.
Go get him.
All right, see you, Bob.
All right. That's a good way to wrap it up, right? So he's on the go. I mean, that's going to be an interesting question down the road. And he's certainly worthy of being in the Hall of Honor, I guess. You got to have to bait all these situations because of how he left, because of what happened, all this stuff. But for his time here in Pittsburgh, absolutely. And I think in time they will do that. We'll see how it goes at 412-928-9370. All right. Big weekend coming up. We got all the college. We got the Penguins and the Flyers tonight, and then big football tomorrow as the Steelers begin a stretch of their schedule, which is very much doable for them. Before I go, I want to talk about the fan weather here because that's what we are going to do. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check Red Tag Bonus Sale, which is going on right now through December the 4th. SunChevy.com. Today, as you look outside, it's balmy. It's golfable at 59 degrees. Maybe saturated because of the rain, but still, who cares? Go and hit the balls, even if you have to go to a simulator or outside. Scally's range is open. That's a good place. Tonight, cloudy, passing shower at low of 47, which is still very mild for this time of year. All right, I'm going to pave the way for Paul Alexander to come in here. He's going to hold down the ship until what time, Nick? Or Joel, we got 3:30. Is that the time?
3:30, and then it's Bama, Georgia via Westwood One.
And that game is going to be highly watched on KDKA as well. If you have a TV, that's where you're going to see it. Thanks for joining me. Really appreciate it. I always love talking to people, especially when we get into this kind of the season, because there's a lot of big-time games going on. Joel Nelson, always appreciate your time as well. Paul Alexander is next, right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.